This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Fighting truth decay and any and all of its various facets. That's what happens here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Yes, that's the DJV. Get that figured out. I'm very interested in doing good things for other people. Everything that you do that's good comes back to help you out. Hopefully you all realize that, and it's a large part of your day, working toward helping others, not just yourself. I wonder if Elon Musk starts his day thinking that. Jennifer, is he somebody who, I think you could make an argument that he does a lot of good for not only himself, but for other people? Would you agree with that?
I think so. I think I don't know if I could handle being in the brain of Elon Musk, though, because I think it might be a weird place to go. But certainly he's super smart. I mean, just look what he did most recently, the space launch, yep. The SpaceX, you know, successfully getting people up to space, back down again. I mean, my goodness, he's extremely.
Well, what do we need to know about him today?
Well, I want to ask you guys a question first. So, if someone said that you would have better health, all you had to do was put an implant into your skull, would you say yes or no?
You want to know what was in the implant?
I was going to say it depends for me on what, if I had an ailment. Because I know that they do implants for Parkinson's and for, I think,
right, that's
some,
a good one, yeah.
There's maybe epilepsy, right. I think they do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would use his Neuralink if it was for something like that, sure. But, like, for me right now, I don't think so.
Yeah. So this is what Elon Musk has just unveiled. This is, as the article describes, and this is a local news source. This isn't one of the cable news sources or anything. This is ABC7 saying, in Los Angeles, saying that this is his latest foray into science fiction. There's a brain chip that implants into your skull that will allow people who are paralyzed to operate technology. So this is really cool.
That's a yes.
If you're paralyzed. Yes. Yeah, if you're paralyzed, you you can operate your smartphone, robotic limbs, all with your thoughts. Think about that. Just with your thoughts. You think it, and this thing can do it. And he said, I think it's going to blow your mind. It's like a Fitbit in your skull with tiny wires. But these chips are coin size, developed by Neuralink, are a way off from being useful to humans. Last Friday, he live-streamed this YouTube demonstration on a pig named Gertrude, who Elon Musk said a brain chip had been implanted into Gertrude's head 2 months before. As the pig shuffled around its pen sniffing hay, a computer beeped and blue wavelengths on the screen jumped up and down. Musk said that the computer was measuring Gertrude's brain activity. The beeps you are hearing are real-time signals. He said the future is going to be weird. I think that's true. But he said that I guess this has had such great optimism around their clinical trials that they're trying to expedite things to prove that this is safe and effective for medical devices.
In humans. How far is too far? What alters the human experience to such an extent that it becomes unhuman or inhuman or whatever the term is? This almost seems like...
Or is it incredibly human? Because we've developed this technology on our own. So you could make that argument either way.
Okay. I'm asking the question. I don't know how I would... I guess it would depend. You know, I was thinking about Chadwick Boseman and his death from colon cancer. Kid's only 43 years old and seemed to have a fabulous life and potential in front of him, and yet he gets what is now the second largest killer in terms of cancers that we have here. And it's colon cancer in younger people that really is getting the attention that comes from the death of this kid who's 43 years old. If you're over 65, rates of this kind of cancer, tumors in your rectum and things like that, there's been regular screening done for you if you're over the age of 50. So those deaths are on their way down. But the number of people under the age of 50 getting this and dying from it has gone up in an absurd way. So one wonders if you could develop something like this that wouldn't necessarily, is there a potential? One wonders if there's somebody working on something like this. You could put an implant into your body and it would destroy cancers. How cool would that be?
I mean, I think there are a lot of people, probably me included, and I don't know how you guys break on this, but I believe there are probably cancer vaccines. I believe there are probably things that could help us, but the pharmaceutical companies make more money.
Right.
They're
right.
empowered by governments, Republican and Democrat,
yeah.
to keep people sick. And so, because it's good for their, you know, it's good for lobbying and it's good for
we agree on that.
It's good for business. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So,
it's good for business.
I wouldn't think that, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me to learn that, unfortunately. But, you know, back to Victoria's comment about science, I think it's okay that you can believe in God or a higher power and believe in science and believe that people like Elon Musk might be blessed by God to provide advancements in science to help people. You know, I don't know how I feel about implanting a chip, but I've watched someone deteriorate from Parkinson's, and if there was something that could have helped him, that could have made at least his last, even if it didn't extend his life, if it could have made his last 3, 4, 5 years when things really got bad more tolerable, I mean, I wouldn't take away his right to try it if he wanted to do that.
And, Speaking of Chadwick Boseman, there is a petition floating around in several communities to get here's the one in Anderson, South Carolina, signed by 23,000 people that would call for the removal of a statue that depicts a Confederate soldier outside the town's courthouse, have it replaced with a statue of Chadwick Boseman.
Well, that's where he's from, so that would be a nice hometown tribute.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's what they want to do, you know what I think would be more effective? If people actually, I don't know, his story really touched me, and the fact that he dealt with it so privately, I think it was just pretty incredible. But why wouldn't it, instead of, I mean, that's fine if they want to erect a statue, but wouldn't it be kind of cool if someone maybe started a fund in his name to do early cancer screenings in inner city communities? I mean, wouldn't that be kind of a cool thing to bring screenings to people?
Somebody
who
could,
maybe
that's been started.
Healthcare?
I don't know. I was reading something Michael B. Jordan said. You know, he was the bad guy in Black Panther, and the two of them worked closely together, became good friends, and he wrote something that was really very moving tribute to Chadwick Boseman. And you think, okay, there's a guy. Michael B. Jordan would be perfect to start something like that, Jennifer. He would be somebody that would get a lot of attention.
Maybe the inner cities is the wrong place. Maybe it's really rural communities. I mean, from a small area. I mean, there are a lot of people who might have access to the doctor but maybe don't go because there's a lot of people who think they don't need to when they're young. But to do something where you could get accessible, affordable screenings, I think would be an awesome tribute to him.
Do we know how much it costs for that? There's a colon screening kit that you can do at home. You know, I see it advertised on TV all the time. You can, I think, buy it at pharmacies. I don't believe it needs to be a prescription. Do we know how much that costs?
No, I know. I don't.
Heard
I haven't
that,
heard
actually.
About it. No, I haven't either.
I see the ads all the time for it on TV. It's, you know, a typical sort of drug ad, so maybe people kind of, you know, glaze over it. But because of Chadwick Boseman, it's on my mind, and I've been seeing it for the last couple of days on TV.
Right.
It's an at-home kit. I think it's supposed to be for, like, ages 45 and over. But I don't know how much
it
costs. I
hate to ask this question when it comes to that area of the body, but how do you screen yourself at home for that?
It's exactly what you think.
Really?
Poop sample.
I don't know what I think.
Oh,
I think?
Really?
Enema, whatever.
I'm being serious.
Give yourself an enema.
Well, no, I don't think it's even that.
It's a screening of the poop.
It's a poop sample
something.
That you mail in.
Oh, so it's like a sample that you mail in to the place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That, okay. I thought it was.
What did you think it was going to be?
All right, come on.
Well,
let's get right down to it.
A colonoscopy at home.
Either of you, have either of you ever done that, taken a poop sample, put it in a little plastic jar and mailed it in to have it examined?
No.
No, huh?
I have not. I have.
Yes,
you want to know the funny story?
Yes.
I'll totally admit to this. You guys remember when I was having, like, the panic stuff, like, last year and all, whatever.
Yes.
And they wanted to do a full physical on me. And so I did all the blood work and everything. And then they handed me the dreaded cup to take home. And I'm like, I just didn't even know how to do it. And there's, like, saran wrap involved. And, like,
yeah.
I was just, I started
it's
to
pretty
panic.
Pretty awkward thing.
So,
but then.
Yeah, so I thought, well, no. So here's the funny part. So if you came over to my house right now and you looked in my underwear drawer, that bottle is still sitting there because I never did it because I was like,
what is there?
Why did you in your underwear drawer?
Well, because I haven't thrown it away yet and I didn't want to leave it on
but
my
why
or, like,
do we have such an aversion to it? One would wonder. What I mean, it's
well,
your stuff.
I just got confused and then I felt like I waited too long and so now it just is sitting there.
But aren't we funny? We don't want to touch our own poop that came out of our body.
It was more about the collection process. Like, that just seemed complicated.
Yeah, well, it's not that complicated, really. it's positioning.
Trust me
it's
when
everything.
I tell you it feels like it.
Yeah, right. There's a new book called, well, it's actually not a new book, new to me, but I think it's been around for a while, The Richest Man in Babylon. Have you seen the book, George Clayton?
No, I've never
story about our finances. The premise is that 10% of all you earn is yours to keep. And when you think about it, you know, I think that all the money that I earn is mine, and you probably think all the money you earn is yours. But is it really when you pay your rent, mortgage, food, car, whatever other things, the money doesn't really, you know, it's not yours to keep. You make a decision that you're going to buy this, that, and the other thing, and so it all goes. But the 10% of your income, this situation would suggest that it would be good for you to put aside 10% of your income. I wish I could do that. I can't. And maybe I don't know whether you guys can or not, but it's an interesting thought, especially in these times. So I was thinking about the conversation.
10% a month or annually?
10% of whatever. It could be a month or on the year. It'd be the same thing. 10% is 10%.
Mm, right.
Of whatever it is. Think about reading. Yesterday, we were talking about I think I asked you what the last good book was that you read, and that became our clip of the day at djvshow.com. So if you want to listen to us talking about our favorite books, you can listen to that. You can listen to a whole bunch of the clips that we have every single day are very telling. A lot of new people who want to figure out what the program is about spend a few minutes there. It's kind of cool. Our listenership on podcasts is zooming way up, which is kind of cool. Thank you for that. It shows you're interested. You can listen all day, every day to the DJV show if you want. Don't hear it when it's live. Help yourself. Sounds just as good in the afternoon as it does in the morning. So follow us and listen to the clips and the show at djvshow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 33.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
A musical adjustment here at 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Miranda Lambert, Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, hosting an all-star virtual event next month to raise funds for the museum and its programming. Mary Stewart is also going to be involved in this Country Music Hall of Fame fundraiser. Let's see here. It's called The Big Night at the Museum. Miranda Lambert, Mary Stewart, who's
Marty
incoming
Stewart.
Hall of Fame. What did I say? Mary?
Yeah, it's not Mary. It's Marty.
Well, this
He's
is...
He's about to become a Hall of Fame member.
Mary is Marty's sister. You didn't know that?
I'm sorry. Oh, sure. Let's go with that.
You know. Yeah. Marty and Mary together. Rodney Crowell is also going to be in the Hall of Fame, which is in downtown Nashville, reopening next week for the public. As a result of the closure, the facility has suffered financial losses and cancel a lot of its educational events. Big Night at the Museum, supporting the hall's work and education. And so for kind of a unique twist, the fundraiser will pair performers with some of the historic instruments on display at the museum. That sounds kind of interesting. Instruments were safely taken out and played, cleaned up a little bit. The other artists participating in this, Kane Brown, Ashley McBride, Tim McGraw, Hall of Fame members Emmylou Harris, Reba, and Ricky Skaggs. Marty Stewart will host the event. Mary, his sister, is going to be there as well.
She's singing backup. Yeah.
Yep, she's singing backup. That's right, you knew that. Big Night at Museum features all kinds of things. Be on the Hall of Fame's YouTube channel beginning October 28th at 8 o'clock Central Time. As the museum reopens, guests and staff will be required to wear masks, and temperature checks will be given to those entering the body, the building. Now, one of the things that's come out of all of this, I think it may be a public service and a good one to have those little guns and test people before they come into a building. So you know, maybe you don't know that you're sick or something's wrong with you, and this would be a great public service to have it done every time you enter a building. If somebody there, your temperature is 100 degrees, sir, did you know that? Geez, no, I didn't. I better go have myself checked out.
No, but that, my answer would be like, thanks for ruining my vacation.
Right, I know.
and I hate to be negative, Nelly, but, like, if you looked at my fever, I would have gotten onto everything. I mean, I had with COVID one day, I think, of over 100, maybe two. Everything else is in the 99s.
All right.
My coworker had no fever, but still had a positive test. So it probably helps, but I think there are some exemptions for that rule.
All right. Next up, musically, 26 after the hour on the DJV program, Chris Stapleton, releasing a new song called Starting Over. Here it is. Crank it up, Bill.
My whole leap over. Starting over.
Whole leap over, starting over. He wrote the song. Longtime collaborator Mike Henderson worked with him. It's got on the side, there's a Hammond B3 organ on this. Everybody like? This is simple. I don't know that I think I'm not familiar enough with him to recognize his voice. Is this a typical sound for him? The voice, the way it sounds.
Yes. Yeah. Like, if he wanted to take over a reboot of the Allman Brothers Band, I think he'd be perfect for that. I actually like
this. First time I've paid any attention to it. I know we have talked about him here and there. Anyway, his tone remains hopeful on this song. As you can hear and you listen to the whole thing, it was written before the pandemic, but it seems to encapsulate our current moment. He admits, Stapleton admits, the road is long and hard, but with loved ones by your side. His life in this circumstance, music partner, Morgan Stapleton, he says, we'll get back to where we're going. Is that his wife, I'm guessing?
That's his wife, yeah.
Yeah. What an interesting name.
I think it's just Morgan.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah, I think it's just Morgan.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be in Kenosha, Wisconsin today to meet with law enforcement and survey damage from recent riots in the streets there following the police shooting of Jacob Blake earlier this month. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she doesn't believe the president should be making the trip right now.
What we see from him over and over again, and particularly as part of his reelection bid, is to exploit tensions and division. And that's the last thing that Kenosha needs. It's the last thing that Wisconsin needs. It's the last thing that our region and our country needs.
The president saying Portland, Oregon leaders are not up to the task of handling violent protests in that city, telling Fox News last night the Democratic mayor, Ted Wheeler, is incompetent after Wheeler blamed the president for an incident that killed a demonstrator over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The National LGBT Chamber of Commerce endorsed Joe Biden for president, saying the former vice president's commitment to signing the Equality Act would empower and protect LGBTQ entrepreneurs and business owners. They also said the Democratic candidate would guarantee non-discrimination protections that assure them equitable access to capital, particularly during the post-pandemic economic recovery. A federal judge blocked U.S. Customs and Border Protection employees from conducting the initial screening for anyone seeking asylum, dealing a setback to one of the Trump administration's efforts to rein in asylum. The nationwide injunction will likely have little, if any, immediate impact because the government has effectively suspended asylum during the coronavirus pandemic, citing public health concerns. The Trump administration argued that designated CBP employees are trained comparably to asylum officers at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service offices, another agency within Homeland Security. A tweet from a new bride brought the first sighting of ailing Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in months, officiating in an outdoor wedding over the weekend. The photo of the 87-year-old Ginsburg, who announced in July she has been treated for cancer, shows her during the wedding ceremony of Barb Solish and Danny Kazin, friends of Ginsburg. Solish noted on Twitter that both she and her husband tested negative for COVID-19 before the ceremony. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After the hour on today's DJV program, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, things that you'll want to know about. I wonder when we're going to be able to start talking about movies again and things.
Movie theaters are opening in New Jersey, fun. Finally.
Hooray!
Indoor dining starts on Friday morning, and I believe movie theaters opens next week. Okay. Probably at, like, you know, reduced capacity, things
right.
like that.
That's Victoria. That's her voice. Jennifer Horn has a different voice. Can't confuse the two of them. Voice sounds different. Ideas are different. But they're here to share them all with you. So speaking of dining out, you have some eating news.
Yeah.
Some combo things that we should or shouldn't. I just love it when these things come out. Okay. What are we not supposed to be eating? What are we supposed to be eating, Victoria?
Well, let's start with some restaurant news, because I think a lot of people want to know what dining out in restaurants is going to look like when the, you know, colder weather hits. Right now, right. It's an easy thing to do if you are.
Wash your mouth out with soap. Colder weather?
Well, that's what I know. Yeah. I get that from you. This whole year to me is just like a wash. Like, can we get to New Year's Eve? Like, can we just get there now? I've never, ever, ever do that. But at this point.
Next year be better.
So outdoor dining, if you are, you know, in a warmer climate, I'm jealous where Jen is in Southern California, then you really don't need to worry about this. They throw some heat lamps outside and you're good to go.
But those gas things.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
if you're in colder climates, you know, and I'm in New Jersey, this is something that my friends and I, we were just talking about this over the weekend. When the weather turns cold, are we all going to be sitting outside bundled up trying to eat at a restaurant? Or how do you do it? So Chicago, famous for their cold winters, they have a contest because they're trying to figure out this solution as well. They have a $5,000 prize, and this is going to go to the winner who comes up with the most innovative plan for Chicago restaurants to operate outdoor dining in the winter. And so the Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot, announced the City of Chicago Winter Dining Challenge. It encourages folks to think of safe, viable ideas for eating outside in frigid temperatures. And so $5,000 will go to the winner. You have to have whatever your idea is. You have to make sure that you have some COVID-19 protocols built into it, which obviously, you know, social distancing, things like that. But the city of Chicago actually partnered with BMO Harris Bank, which is and the Illinois Restaurant Association, and a California-based design firm, IDEO, to launch the contest. They will award three $5,000 cash prizes for the best ideas. Entries will be judged by a panel of local restaurants and community members, so they're involved in this too. And the categories are outdoor standalone structures, indoor adjacent spaces, and cultural shifts making winter dining more appealing. So some of the ideas that have already been tossed out, things like, you know, ice sculptures and sort of making it, you know how in the wintertime they do those ice hotels?
They have to change the ice and start cutting up the ice.
That's one of the ideas. They have.
How does that keep you warm, though? I've always wondered that. Do you have to, like, just be park it up, or how does that
I think so. For that, for sure. Individual greenhouses, that's an idea with heaters involved. So one table inside a little makeshift greenhouse, that's kind of a cute idea. They're coming up with all kinds of things. One of the ideas is kind of funny. The use of old city buses and old phone booths.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know who wants to eat inside a phone booth. I mean, that's one person.
Fun
can you imagine getting two people
an old
or three?
Bus, though.
Right.
Yeah, the old
inside
bus
a city bus would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. That's a great idea. All right, let's see what else.
Ice bars, Swiss-style fondue chalets that can be built and taken down in one day. So a lot of good ideas coming through. This contest runs, it starts on Monday, which is it ends on Monday, Labor Day, at 11:30 p.m. So September 7th, and you can get all of your ideas in. You don't need to live in Chicago to participate. This is a nationwide thing that they're looking for help.
All right. Let's see what else is going on in the food department. For the first time ever, Lucky Charms are selling pouches of its just magical marshmallows by themselves.
Best part.
Wow. General Mills makes
Lucky Charms for those dog food bites. I mean, it's not
right.
They've offered marshmallow-only boxes as special promotions in recent years.
You've never been able to buy them on your own, like as a standalone thing.
Exactly. So now the marshmallows will be sold in 6-ounce packages, feature the 8 shapes, hearts. Who eats Lucky Charms here? Either of the two of you?
My mom never, was a special treat when I was a kid, because we were stuck with plain Cheerios or plain Corn Flakes.
So do you know what the 8 shapes are? Lucky Charms shapes.
Oh, gosh. There's hearts, diamonds. Yeah. Hearts, diamonds, yes. Horseshoes.
Four-leaf
clovers.
Yeah.
Four-leaf clover.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Moons.
Rainbow.
I got the moon. Yeah, I think rainbow, right?
Yep. Yeah. So we're only missing one.
Is a unicorn.
That's is not a related. Unicorn? No, it's not related. That's the song, The Unicorn. But,
but
no,
the unicorn,
not related, not related to the magically delicious
marshmallow. One of the shapes is the unicorn? See,
yes.
That's a new marshmallow. That's right. Since
is it?
I became a child.
Yep.
Yeah. The latest marshmallow I saw were the moons. The moons were the newest when I was little.
Yeah. Right. The moons.
You got a good memory of that. Wow.
$3.99 a bag.
Commercial. It's been drilled into my brain.
I like brain Frito-Lay recalling select bags of barbecue chips. Oof, why would anybody eat these things to begin with?
I'm not a fan of barbecue chips, but a lot of people are.
You like Frito-Lay, the various other products that they have? The Doritos from Frito-Lay, right?
I don't know, actually. Maybe? I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not a huge Doritos fan, but I do like Frito-Lay, like the original really thin chips. I do like them.
If you have an allergy or sensitivity to milk, you run the risk of a serious allergic reaction if you consume these products. So what happened? What's the...
Apparently they put the wrong product in the bags, so they're labeled as barbecue, but they're really not. Yeah.
Right. Whoops. Can you imagine being in a factory? Just imagine for a second. Close your eyes unless you're driving, and think about being one of these factories where they make potato chips or they make all of these things that are so unique. They have a machine. Somebody has developed a machine. This is really amazing. A machine that makes this stuff. Somebody designed a machine to make potatoes. They didn't just cut them and cook them, but they make them. Imagine the Pringle. What goes on in the Pringle factory, for example? Or what goes on? How do they make these little chips that they have in the Dorito, any of the Frito-Lay products, as a matter of fact? My mind always goes to places like that.
They fry them in, like, the big, big vats.
Big
my friend's
tub.
Mom used to work for Frito-Lay, so I actually asked this question a long time ago.
Yeah.
And they have, like, the big tub, where they cook them because they're fried in oil. And then they go down the conveyor belt, and then they go to whatever flavor. They get the flavoring added, and then they go into separate sorting bags.
So?
It's exactly how you would think it would be.
Yeah. Well, but you
so clearly what happened was somebody flipped the switch and the wrong bag was
went to the wrong.
You somebody in that factory knew it and was like, oh no. And they
no. Coca-Cola is cutting thousands of jobs because of COVID. I'm not sure that I buy this. I think that they are installing, I think this is an excuse. I like a lot of other companies that are putting in auto stuff, robots, that sort of thing. And they're trying to get rid of 4,000 people with deals for early retirement. The severance program will cost the company $550 million. But I think that they're changing how they do things. Certainly, these sorts of drinks have suffered because restaurants are closed and theaters are closed and there's no sports. A lot of people drink them.
You're right. Coca-Cola has at all the major movie theater chains, it's all Coke products. Yeah. So with movie theaters being shut down, that is a big hit. And for whatever reason, Pepsi products, because Pepsi makes a bunch of their own stuff too, and they own various junk food kind of stuff. And for whatever reason, Pepsi did very well. Their products did really well throughout the pandemic, and Coca-Cola products did not. And I don't know what the reason for that is. It's just something that I was reading the other day in one of the financial trades. It's a bizarre thing that I think that's why Coca-Cola has to lay people off. They didn't do that well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on in my local store. I don't know if it's a Coca-Cola thing or a store thing. But I was trying to get Diet Coke the last 2 weeks for my Instacart shopper, and they're sold out. I don't know what that's
about. Yeah, their supply chain got really messed
drink
up.
That stuff. That stuff's so bad for you, Jennifer.
Sometimes you just need a hit. I know.
Yeah. All right, in a moment, Lowe's does something that you wouldn't expect them to do. I want to remind you of our Good Day Health program, Dr. Jack. And the reason that I'm thinking about this is because we were just talking about it in the last half hour. So you can get that if you haven't heard it in the replay when you go to djvshow.com. But our most recent Good Day Health show with Dr. Jack is a focus on what you can learn from your poop, amongst other things. And we talk about prebiotics and probiotics and all that sort of thing. So examining what is in your poo is a very important thing. We need to, you need to know what's going on in your body. So Jack helps you with that. If you're interested in that or all the other stuff, we have actually two podcasts in one, because Jack's on one side and Dr. Ken is on the other side, so you can learn all kinds of things as we supplement the info that you have that you learn from your doctor. Food for thought from Good Day Health. The Good Day Health Show podcasts are at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Hepatorenal syndrome type 1, or HRS1, is a life-threatening rare disease characterized by complications of liver disease that strikes quickly and can lead to kidney failure. Here's Maine Senator and Women in Government Board Chair Stacey Garin with an important message.
Did you know that 30 million Americans are affected by a rare disease? And if you or a loved one have a rare disease, it is important to know that you are not alone. There are many organizations that can support you and your families. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rate subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so this is a sentence you don't normally see. Lowe's and New York Fashion Week. So what is that? Well, how is Lowe's connected to New York Fashion Week, Victoria?
It's kind of cool. Rebecca Minkoff, Jason Wu, and Christian Siriano are high-end designers at New York Fashion Week every year. They're staples. So they've combined, they're working with Lowe's to decorate their runway with home decor that they've designed. And then after the runway show, us regular people, we will be able to buy their home collections on Lowe's, on the Lowe's website. You can also watch the fashion show streamed live on Lowe's website, which is pretty cool if you've never seen New York Fashion Week. It's very hard to get into, but it's cool to be able to see it.
I'm afraid I missed it. I'll have to change my evil ways there. Ten before the hour.
It.
I am sure.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now, 53 after the hour, turning our attention, depending on whether you've been listening carefully or not, to what Dr. Jack Stockwell has to say, one of the important cogs in the wheel here of a lot of my different programs, thoughts of well-being and how you get yourself to a place. And this, that's the underscore here, Jack. Get yourself to the place of being in good shape. It's up to you to know what's going on in your body. One of the things on the DJV show we were talking about was poop, and how, and we've talked about that on the Good Day Health show, how it is so indicative of what's going on in your body, but nobody wants, ooh, it's poo, I don't want to touch it, it's dirty. It comes out of your body. So how dirty can it be? If your body's dirty, then the poo's going to be dirty, I guess, right?
Under the, well, yeah, it's your own body's compost.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
ooh, what a great, I hadn't thought about it that way. What a yeah. great way. Your body's compost is your yeah. poo.
Yeah.
Aha. All right. Yeah. Have to hold
so,
on to that.
And, you know, with people who have serious bowel or serious colon problems, serious intestinal problems, all you know, there are more and more laboratories now are starting to look at what's in that compost
yep.
and the imbalances that are present. And when they try to balance the imbalance, amazing, the so disease.
The focus on Chadwick Boseman's death and his colon problem. He was under, what was he, 43, I think he had this for four or five years.
Yeah.
So no testing is done, basically, because insurance doesn't pay for testing under the age of 50, so one wonders how many people are slipping through the cracks, especially if it's in your family. You know, once again, insurance, not medicine, but insurance rules the roost. So this
well,
got to be
does.
Alive.
Well, it's a triune relationship between the pharmaceutical industry, the hospital industry, and the hospital implement industry, mm-hmm. as well as the insurance companies. And they're all working, you know, there's been plenty of articles, plenty of research. They all work in collusion with one another to maintain those industries.
Against you. Yeah. All right, here's, speaking of collusion, there was a whole bunch of fake science that bashed one of the simplest and cheapest ways to have dispersed the coronavirus. And once again, you hear that triumvirate you were just talking about, maybe a hat trick of the collusion between these various entities to keep you from getting well and to make you and the insurance companies pay a lot of money for something that basically you didn't need because you could have, excuse me, if you had the virus, take a couple of shots. If you follow Ken Kronhaus's prescription, you probably as well. There's a certain amount. You got to do it at a certain time and a certain amount to be taken of hydrochloroquine and then the Z-Pak. But all the science, you've done a study on how much bad information was out there in some of these so-called legitimate journals of medicine, right?
Well, yeah. You know, the past president, Marcia Angel of the New England Journal of Medicine, she was the editor for 20 years. She says, I wouldn't trust anything that's published in this stuff anymore because the power of money is behind it. Now, Dr. Didier Raoul of the University Hospital in Marseille, France, is the one who started publishing information on their website, calling out the New England Journal, calling out the American Medical Journal.
So well, that's because the focus on this medicine started in France with a doctor over there who did a study early on that showed how effective it was. It was done the right way.
Well, he has the lowest COVID-19 death rate in all of France at his hospital in Marseille, France, because they started using hydroxychloroquine from the very beginning.
Really, is it tragic or is it criminal?
It's criminal.
Or maybe both, that these people are getting criminal. Away with this stuff.
Yeah, tragically criminal.
Yeah. So what do we do, though? What's our defense? What's the average person's defense against stuff like this, Jack?
Well, demand open honesty and transparency. Absolutely. You know, and the only way you can hurt people in industries like this is through the flow of cash. And, you have to find some place that if you were to succumb to this to some degree or another, whatever the level of inflammation may be, find somebody that's going to prescribe hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
I mean, the evidence is overwhelming.
It really is. Yeah, it really is. Both you and Ken have said that. This program is brought to you in part by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight. It's simple, non-toxic, and once you get on the program, if you stay on it for 6 months, I maintain, and they do too at toploss.com, you'll keep it off. Train your body, stay on the program, you buy 3 months, get three free, so you're only really paying for 3 months' worth of service and product, and yet you keep on going for another six months, lose the weight, keep it off. It's the only way, stimulant-free, drug-free, to have success there. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Won't pay for shipping. And that this Labor Day special, buy three, get three free.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.